Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 414, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Good afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. And I would be really kind of underestimating or really stating how crazy of a day it's been news-wise, especially coming out of Washington now that Matt Gaetz has withdrawn his name for consideration to be the next attorney general. The question for him and the Trump administration is, two words, what's next? Well, here's what we know. Lawmakers and senior aides believe that Gaetz can still return to his seat in January. Congressional sources now saying he's still on track to be named to that House seat. Here's what Gaetz has going on today. He cannot resign from Congress, from a Congress, I should say, that has not even started. However, nothing is stopping him from running to get his old seat back in the upcoming special election here in Florida. Lawmakers trying to clear up that confusion today. I tell you what we've done. We've got with Fox today. And throughout the afternoon between 4 and 7 o'clock, I'm getting news updates from Washington. Mm. And I'll be refreshing those for you about every 15, 20 minutes. You'll be hearing something new coming up on News Radio 92.3.
All righty, 4:15 here, just in time for our first quick check of the roads and weather this afternoon. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Let's see, looking at the roads here, doesn't appear we have too much going on that's out of character. Maybe some issues here and there on Highway 29 or Palafox Street. Also, if you're traveling westbound on I-10, passing the I-110 north ramp, we've got some issues there. Your worst looking spot right now is going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway if you are traveling eastbound towards the Oriole Beach area. That is looking worse than usual. And Highway 90 traveling eastbound coming from the traveling westbound, coming from downtown Milton and heading towards Glover Lane. We've got some issues there as well. As for the weather, we're sitting at about 66 degrees right now. Tonight's low is going to be 45, clear skies. Tomorrow, similar, high of 62, low of 43, equally sunny, equally clear.
Okay, let me just tell you where the hot spot is. You mentioned Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you're, let me give you a pinpoint
landmark
location. Yeah, well, entry to Garcon Bridge, coming up there, right there at the Popeyes and in that intersection going into Walmart. You can't avoid it. So I'm not going to tell you. Here's an alternate route. You can't avoid it. Just bring some patience because that's going to be the epicenter of all the mess happening this afternoon.
Right.
And all the traffic will be backing up. So good luck. Listen, I have to go through it as well. So, I mean, I know what you're going through, and just bring that patience along with us. Afternoon slipping by. Let me get to this real quick. Stocks up as Bitcoin inches closer to $100,000. Fox's Hillary Barsky has the latest report.
Stocks ending higher with the Dow surging over 400 points, while the tech-heavy Nasdaq rose slightly as some big names in tech weighed on its performance. Alphabet shares fell over 4% after the Justice Department said that its Google should be forced to sell off its popular Chrome browser, the latest twist in the government's antitrust case against the tech giant. Shares of Nvidia wavered but did end up 0.5%. The chipmaker reported blockbuster earnings results and an upbeat outlook. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Home Depot, and Salesforce. The Dow decliners, Amazon, Boeing, and United Health Group. The Dow up 462 points, the Nasdaq higher by 6, S&P 500 up 32. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And here internationally, the ICC, that's the International Criminal Court, has issued an arrest warrant for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The warrant is in response to alleged crimes against humanity and war crimes in Gaza. And while the ICC's jurisdiction is currently not recognized by Israel or the United States, the warrant could make it difficult for Netanyahu to travel to other countries.
Okay. I'm sure. As a matter of fact, I saw Biden's press secretary today saying that the U.S. was not going to pursue anything around those people.
Oh, no,
just totally
not
blowing off the ICC on that side. Interesting kind of thing developing, unrolling here this afternoon. You need to know about it. Co-chairs for the Department of Government Efficiency, Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, are detailing their plans for the department. It's coming out in a very unique fashion. It's coming out in a Wall Street Journal op-ed.
Mm.
Interesting here. Fox Business's Grady Trimble tells us more about this new concept.
Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy argue that President-elect Trump will be able to drastically reduce government spending through executive action alone. So here's some of what they outline. Plans to reduce federal regulations, shrink the number of employees who work for the government, and they want to end overspending by taking aim at more than $500 billion they say Congress either never authorized or is being used in ways Congress never intended. So that could mean cuts for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which funds public radio and TV, and cuts to international organizations and groups. And one of the groups they mention is Planned Parenthood.
Okay, let me help you save some money on gas with that report about all the cost-cutting measures going on in Washington. Here's something locally. I'm going to kind of put a spotlight on our area for you. You can save money on gas right now between now and 7 p.m. And they're not doing this because that's the hour of our show. But what's happening here, Circle K is preparing for the Thanksgiving holiday, bringing back its popular Circle K Fuel Day. Today, motorists will receive a holiday discount, get this one, up to 40 cents per gallon at a Circle K, just as long as they got a pump out front.
Right.
Between now and 7 o'clock, save yourself some money over at Circle K.
Okay, awesome. 420 here, we'll take a quick break. When we return, we got a Florida man accused of impersonating Elon Musk. Figured that was a fitting segue since Chris mentioned Musk just a moment ago. We got details on what he did and why he got arrested shortly.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
What do zero down payment, zero security deposits, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment add up to? The Volkswagen Sign Then Drive event at Feedmore Imports. Yep, all those zeros add up to savings. When you sign then drive a 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan or Taos, or the 2025 Volkswagen Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport. Don't miss the return of Sign Then Drive for the easiest way to lease a new Volkswagen for a full 36 months. And the best part? Volkswagen pays for your first month's payment. Plus, the 2024 Jetta SE is now on sale from $23,899. The 2024 Taos S, also from $23,899. And the 2024 Tiguan S, on sale from $27,899. It's the Sign-In Drive sales event at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Book sales price and due at signing amount excludes tax, title, license options, dealer fees. No security deposit for well-qualified customers through VCI. Limited inventory available. Contact dealer for full offer details.
Running right, lowers the shoulder, he fights into the end zone! Touchdown, Florida State!
The Seminoles keep climbing. We've got you covered with Florida State football all season long here on the Seminole Sports Network.
FSU takes on Charleston Southern at 12:30 on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked quite a bit about this mistrial declared over a juror performing crossword puzzles in the jury box and in the deliberation room. My thoughts about that. We finally heard some commentary from Matt Gaetz about the ongoing process of seeking Senate confirmation for the Attorney General position. Got to hear from the new Escambia County commissioners who have taken their seat and whether morning or nighttime is the correct time to apply deodorant. Listen to all of those discussions on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. This is Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Beautiful day out there. Temperatures dropping tonight, middle 40s. Is that what you were saying earlier?
Yes. Tonight's low is going to be 45-ish.
Do you feel proud of that?
I mean, yes. Very, very proud. Okay. I wish I could say I had something to do with it.
Okay, here's one of those reports coming in from Fox this afternoon. Updating us about Matt Gaetz. Of course, he has withdrawn his nomination to be the President-elect Trump's Attorney General. After over a week of controversy surrounding this decision, things are starting to unravel up in Washington. Fox's Rich Edson has filed this report from actually West Palm Beach.
President-elect Trump is promising to overhaul the Justice Department. He's now going to need a new attorney general nominee to lead that effort. His transition team is working on that because you've got his first pick, former Congressman Matt Gaetz, withdrawing. This is what he posted online, writing, "There is no time to waste on a needlessly protracted Washington scuffle. Thus, I'll be withdrawing my name from consideration to serve as Attorney General. Trump's DOJ must be in place, ready to go day one." Trump added, quote, "He was doing very well, but at the same time did not want to be a distraction for the administration, for which he has much respect."
All righty, just past 6:25 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at the roads here, do have some backups on Highway 90 still. If you're traveling westbound on Highway 90 coming over Blackwater River and then continuing westbound towards Glover Lane, then it's going to be some issues on Mobile Highway. This is just north of Michigan Avenue, so be on the lookout for that. And then Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards the Oriole Beach area. We typically have those issues closer to Tiger Point, but it's hitting you earlier this afternoon, at least at this time. And then Highway 29 traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road is still dealing with some minor backups of its own. As for the weather, as Chris hinted at just a little while ago, it's 64 degrees right now, low of 44 tonight. Tomorrow going to be high of 62, low of 43.
I wonder how many people are breaking out their long johns and getting it prepared for these chillier nights. I am. I told you that already. Also, I told you just a few minutes ago, and you might want to take advantage of this. Save yourself some money, especially on gas this afternoon. Circle K preparing you for the Thanksgiving holiday, bringing back its popular Circle K Fuel Day. Today, motorists will receive a holiday discount of up at 40 cents per gallon. This is between now and 7 o'clock this afternoon. And, you know, they're doing something interesting in Navarre. When's the last operative word you had the word, like, free, and you really used it and meant something?
It's been a minute.
All right, this has got some legs here. Northwest Florida residents have a free place to work out now. Navarre Sports Court opening tomorrow at the Navarre Sports Complex. Now, the complex features an outdoor gym and features a variety of stations that allow users to optimize their workout. A free workout facility.
Oh, wow.
Have you heard that in a while?
No, I have not. It's some darn good news.
It sure is.
And I'll add to it, right before you started talking about the Circle K thing once again, I got a text message from Andrew McKay, and he says that he just paid $2.59 a gallon at Olive and Davis.
So was that at Circle K?
Yes. So the Circle K at Olive and North Davis, that is given, and he sent me a photo, that's given away unleaded gas, $2.59 a gallon.
Wow.
Yeah, not bad.
No, no, that's some pretty good stuff here. Also, don't forget about this. This is going to happen in a couple of days from right now, and I think it's pretty interesting because here we go. We're using that operative word again. Free community health care is on the way. We're being pretty generous here this afternoon. Remote Area Medical introducing a pop-up health clinic in just 2 days at the fairgrounds. It's November 23rd and 24th. The clinic's open to anybody who needs medical assistance. It's on a first-come, first-served basis. And here's a good part of it. There are no requirements for insurance or identification. There you go. Planet free healthcare. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of identification, or I guess in this case, the lack thereof, a Florida man accused of impersonating tech billionaire Elon Musk, he scammed an elderly Texas woman. Police say Jeffrey Moynihan Jr. defrauded the woman out of $250,000, though the actual sum could be much higher than that. He allegedly convinced the woman to invest in Musk's businesses in exchange for a $55 million return. Bank records show that the victim transferred $250,000 to him, but the victim's husband believes his wife gave the fake Elon up to $600,000. Moynihan is now charged with grand theft, rightfully so.
Well, I will tell you, tonight is your night if you like to watch NFL football in the snow. It is the Pittsburgh-Cleveland game, and we were talking about this, about the lake effect snow.
Yes.
They could be having some snow up there.
It's going to be an ugly game.
Yeah, it could be. Very interesting game, if you know what I'm talking about. Also, coming up in the next 5 or 6 minutes, we're going to tell you about college basketball history made on the court last night. And you're probably wondering, what history was? Yeah, there you go. Coming up on News Radio 92.3, we'll take a look at sports, and we'll dive into the SEC as well.
News, I'm Tom Graham. President-elect Trump will have to make a new pick for his attorney general. Matt Gaetz withdrew his name today. The former Florida congressman put out a statement. Fox's Rich Edson.
This is what he posted online, writing, "There is no time to waste on a needlessly protracted Washington scuffle. Thus, I'll be withdrawing my name from consideration to serve as attorney general."
Gaetz was the subject of a House Ethics Committee investigation over allegations of sexual misconduct and drug use. Russian President Vladimir Putin confirming the Kremlin launched a new missile into Ukraine as the war between the two sides intensifies.
Ukraine initially claimed the missile was an intercontinental ballistic missile, but Russian President Putin says it was an intermediate ballistic missile. The Russian leader said in the future, civilians will be warned to leave areas where more advanced missiles will be launched.
Fox's Trey Yanks in Kyiv. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Securities and Exchange Commission Chair Gary Gensler will resign on January 20th, allowing President-elect Donald Trump to select a replacement immediately. Trump has not announced his pick to lead the SEC, but the expectation is that the next chair will be friendlier to Wall Street and crypto. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session higher, with the Dow gaining more than 460 points, the S&P 500 growing by 31, and the Nasdaq reversing course, now gaining 6 points. Nearly 6% of Nissan Motor staff in the U.S. have accepted early retirement packages. That's part of the struggling Japanese carmaker's plan to cut 9,000 jobs worldwide. McDonald's is announcing the return of the McRib on Tuesday, December 3rd for a limited time. Diehard fans who want to make their own McRib at home can also take home a half-gallon jug of the sauce for $19.99. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. We're counting down the days until the final college football playoff rankings are released on December 8th. And as for the 12 teams that make the final cut, I think the SEC and Big Ten will each get 4 teams in. Oregon, Ohio State, Penn State, Indiana, Alabama, Texas, Georgia, and Ole Miss taking up 8 spots. I also like Colorado to win the Big 12 and SMU to win the ACC. Finally, I have Boise State and Notre Dame claiming 2 spots as well. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, sports fans, if you're not calling John Anthony, you're simply missing out. To prove it, I'm releasing your Thursday Night Report absolutely free on recorded message line, 1-800-244-5506. Pittsburgh-Cleveland tonight is going to be a monster game. I've got the side and total. Pittsburgh-Cleveland plus hoops and college football. That's 5 big plays. John Anthony has you covered. I love to sweep the board. Call now. Hear him for free on recorded message, 1-800-244-5506. 5506. Information wins. John Anthony Sports, number one against the spread. 1-800-244-5506. You want the information? I've got it. Pittsburgh, Cleveland, plus college football, hoops, and special prop action. I love to go 5-0 in the season free. 1-800-244-5506. That's 1-800-244-5506, or go to johnanthonysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, glad to be here.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
It's time to talk with our good friend Mike Woodley, Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
I'm glad I don't have to say that real fast every day. Good morning.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, mornings 5 till 9, before pep talk.
Julio Diaz always gets us up to speed on the movies that are coming out. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself.
Here's Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Temps getting into the middle 40s tonight. Another 60-day day. A lot of sunshine in store for us coming up on Friday. We mentioned to you just a few moments ago, history was made on a college basketball court last night. Are you ready? Here's Fox's Greg Thompson.
Victory number 1,217. And Gino Auriemma is college basketball's all-time wins leader.
On SNY, University of Connecticut women's head coach Gino Auriemma passes Tara Vanderveer for the most Division I coaching wins of all time, men's or women's. Afterwards, Auriemma telling the crowd that when he looks back on his 40-year career, he'll remember all the players who are part of this milestone.
I don't know how much I helped them get what they wanted, but they helped me get everything I wanted. So thank you.
Auriemma has also won 11 national championships at UConn, which is also the most in men's or women's Division I college basketball history. Greg Thompson, Fox News.
Yeah, that's huge. You know, I didn't know, you said, you know, a historic night on in basketball. I didn't know who you were talking about. And then when I heard the name, I'm like, no surprise there. Absolutely not. UConn is a blue blood of women's basketball. They're Alabama football and then some. So that definitely deserves that spotlight there. Also wanted to touch on this. The NFL reportedly warning teams about organized criminals targeting athletes. Go ahead.
The NFL is also trying to stop the players from doing the Trump dance.
Really?
Yeah. Are you believing this?
Oh, no, I didn't hear about that.
Oh, I just broke.
Well, NFL.com reports that the memo was sent to teams following the recent burglaries of the homes of Chiefs stars Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. At least one other NFL player's home was also reportedly broken into within the past week. NFL.com reports that the crime wave is being investigated by the FBI and a players' union, and teams believe it's tied to a South American crime syndicate. My goodness. One source told the website that the alleged crime ring has targeted NBA and NFL players across the country over the past 3 weeks.
Okay, News Radio 92.3 coming up in less than a couple of minutes now. We'll have an update for you on the Matt Gaetz situation coming out of Fox. It's an AFC North Division battle this evening on Thursday Night Football. But as some of the analysts are saying, the biggest story could be on the sideline.
In 17 years, Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season as head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. A win tonight against the Cleveland Browns will clinch an 18th, already a record for the most in a row to start a career, and trailing only Bill Belichick's 19 and Tom Landry's 21 for the most consecutive non-losing seasons ever. While Tomlin has never won Coach of the Year, this season has arguably been among his best, overseeing a Steelers team that has won five in a row and sits at the top of the division at 8-2. Meanwhile, the Browns have been one of the year's most disappointing teams, winning just two games and seeing controversial quarterback Deshaun Watson go from ineffective to hurt and out for the season. Kickoff at 8:15 Eastern. Greg Thompson, Fox News.
Yeah, do you think it may be maybe a premature jinx on Pittsburgh to be talking like that?
No, I wouldn't say so. I would say I do find it surprising that Tomlin's never won Coach of the Year, because he's one of the longest tenured, especially now that Belichick's gone. But they always talk about never had a losing season. And I do think this year it is different because the expectations were so low. We thought the AFC North was going to be far more cutthroat. We thought that the start of their season was going to be all the less forgiving in some of those go-either-way games. The offense was a complete question mark. As he said, 1-5 straight, best team in the division, so that's huge. This game in the weather that we've been talking about, that's going to be ugly, low-scoring. Like, this could be a 13-10 matchup.
No superstition here, right?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it could be a trap game, but I don't think it's our superstitious nature tonight or jinxing anything that's going to cause the loss if we do lose.
Okay, Austin, reality is setting in. President Trump, or President-elect Trump, I should say, beginning now the search for a new attorney general after Matt Gaetz withdrew his nomination. Fox's Alexa McAdams has more on the story.
They're pretty busy right now over at Mar-a-Lago as they try to look through some other options, right? Because there was that shortlist. And now here in Palm Beach, Florida, it goes back to the drawing board. But when I got off the phone with a member of the Trump transition team, they wanted to make one thing very clear. They said that this was the decision of former Representative Matt Gaetz. So they said he came to this decision on his own, but it's crazy to look at how things change in Washington, D.C. It was just hours ago that Gaetz said he was confident walking around the halls there in Capitol Hill with a smile on his face saying things were going pretty well, and today he dropped out.
Okay, new report coming up 15 minutes from right now. We'll be passing that on to you. Things are coming through fast and furious this afternoon as the network feeds us this information about our local guy, Matt Gaetz.
I know. It's weird because this is very puzzling. When he dropped out of the congressional seat, when he resigned from that, people were like, whoa. You know, you're not sworn in yet. You just threw away that job. And now he's stepping down because I think he saw that he was probably increasingly unpopular when it came to the AG hunt. So as you said, you mentioned this earlier, it's now like a what's next thing. What's this guy going to do? Because now he's got nothing. He doesn't have the AG nomination. He doesn't have the congressional seat. We don't know what's next for Gaetz.
Matt Smart, he'll pull something out here.
I'm sure.
Pass this on the campground. A lot of smiles on this one. Over at Fort Pickens, opened up a couple of hours ago. The day use areas, of course, if you were listening to the show, you know we told you about it reopening on Wednesday. Park officials say you should still be cautious of any areas with that standing water on Fort Pickens Road. The park closed off the area earlier this week, if you remember this, ahead of the anticipated heavy rains. Luckily, it wasn't any worse than it was. So
right.
Pickens back open.
Excellent. And a Florida man under arrest for allegedly plotting to bomb the New York Stock Exchange. Court documents say Harun Abdul Malik Yener of Coral Springs wanted to reset the U.S. government. He was arrested Wednesday and charged with attempting to use an explosive device to damage or destroy a building used in interstate commerce. He got on the FBI's radar in February after agents received a tip that he was storing bomb-making schematics in a storage unit. The complaint says he targeted the week of November 18th as the date to carry out the bombing.
Yeah, there was something very interesting that happened in the area here. here. They caught a couple of guys trying to break into, they actually did, the old Baptist Hospital location over on Marino Street. They caught the guys, and they just said, we might see more of this because of the building being empty and things like that. But
yeah,
they caught a couple of, I'll be digging into this just a little bit more for you, but I did want to pass that on. We'll be talking about that coming up this afternoon.
Absolutely. And turkey is among several Thanksgiving items that will be cheaper this year. Hey, there's some good holiday news for you. A new report shows prices for several Thanksgiving items, including pumpkin pie mix, frozen peas, and sweet potatoes, have dropped since 2023. Turkey prices have also decreased by about 6%. However, processed items like stuffing, cranberries, dinner rolls, they are expected to cost more this year. According to the American Farm Bureau Federation, a Thanksgiving feast for 10 is estimated to cost $58.08. That's down 5% from last year.
Yeah, various prices, I guess, for various stores. Everybody's starting to run those specials now.
Yeah.
So watch those prices drop, hopefully. Here's something I did want to pass on, and I've been doing this because I get these updates. This time they came in from CSX this afternoon. Motorists will continue to experience potential delays at those CSX Transportation Railroad crossings in Escambia County. Officials confirm the latest road open-close statuses, Archer Road, El Camino Road, Woodbury Circle, and Eden Lane, they've all reopened.
Okay.
There's the good side of the equation for you. Cotton Lake Road closed this morning. The Beck's Lake Road crossing will not close for the remainder of the week. If you remember, we've been teasing you and saying, look out, it's going to be closing up. Well, that was the proposed intentions. Now, it will be closed Monday and Tuesday with a projected reopening on Wednesday. Temporary crossing at those locations are, of course, in place, and they've been in place for the past couple of weeks.
Absolutely. 445 here, so I'm glad you brought up the closings because we got to get into traffic and weather anyway. We do have some backups on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Outside of that, it's going to be North Davis Highway. That's if you're traveling southbound towards Olive Road. And also some on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach. That's actually backing you up quite a bit. If you're on Avalon Boulevard traveling southbound, coming over the water, heading towards Tiger Point, we do have some backups in that area. And on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, and then continuing past Glover Lane, you're going to have some issues there as well. So several spots on the roads causing trouble at this time. As for the weather, 64 degrees, low of 44 tonight. Tomorrow, another sunny, clear, beautiful day to get your weekend started. High of 62, low of 43.
Okay, 446 News Radio 92.3. I didn't want to leave you hanging there about that story about those guys. So I do want to kind of advance it for you. Several burglary suspects were armed near the former Baptist Hospital campus. It started when the Pensacola Fire Department got an alarm. PPD spokesman Mike Wood takes the story from here.
And we can see those calls on our screens in our cruisers because they're dispatched out of the same room. And our officer took the initiative to respond to that fire alarm. And when he did, lo and behold, there were five individuals running from the building, and he was able to apprehend four of them and found out that they had broken into the building and done some damage. So it was a burglary.
Okay, that's PPD spokesman Mike Wood, of course, and he went on to say there's really no word on the amount of damage that was done in that burglary.
And the Justice Department wants a federal court to force Google to sell off its popular Chrome web browser as part of an antitrust case. The request made yesterday comes after a court ruled in August that the company holds a monopoly in the online search market. Department lawyers say that spinning off Chrome, used on billions of devices around the world, would help prevent an illegal monopoly from happening again. The request also asks that Google end exclusive contracts with third parties, such as Apple and Samsung, that makes Google the default search engine on devices. Yeah, this has been a thing for a while. And listen, I am all for not monopolizing an industry. I'm all for that. But I got to tell you, Chrome's a pretty reliable search engine. It's no skin off my nose.
Okay. News Radio 92.3. Got your Thanksgiving plans in place? Maybe that might include flying out of Pensacola International. Just want to say you're going to feel a lot better this holiday season. Pensacola International now offering long-term parking spaces. We've been talking about this a couple of days here. Matt Coughlin, executive director over at PNS, appeared on News Radio 92.3 on Wednesday afternoon, confirmed travelers can now use the Tippett Avenue lot for long-term parking. 435 premium parking spaces, two bus shelters, and 14 EV charging stations out there.
Wow, that's not too bad at all. And an international team of scientists say that they have found a previously unknown compound in U.S. drinking water. The study, published in the journal Science, is sparking concern about possible public health risks. The compound forms from the decomposition of disinfectants that are used to protect people from diseases like cholera or typhoid. About a third of Americans drink water with these disinfectants, and their toxicity is still unknown. But researchers expressed concern about how widespread they are and their similarities to other substances that pose risks.
Okay, a couple of folks have been arrested up in Molino. Ronald Woods and Jessica Fail were charged with grand theft and coordinating to commit retail theft by stealing from the Dollar General up there in Molino. Both charges are felonies, by the way. Scambia deputies confirm a loss prevention manager reported Fail. Fail was the former assistant store manager there in Molino, and she admitted to stealing over $3,000 worth of merchandise, which bond set at $2,500, while Fell's bond was set around $12,000.
All right. And, you know, we've been touching on and off about Matt Gaetz and his situation stepping away from his 1st District congressional seat. Well, we're getting more information about all the names that are actually in the hunt to take his place. Of course, we had Michelle Sussman filing to run, Florida CFO Jimmy Patronis expressing interest, but also fellow state representative Joel Rudman declared himself a candidate, telling USA Today that he believes he's the natural successor to Gaetz. Other names that News Radio has confirmed as running for the seat include independent candidate Jonathan Green, Republicans John Frankman, Jeff Witt, Gene Valentino, Greg Merck, and Charlie Keebaugh. And there's also a long list of possible names that haven't ruled out running.
Okay, Florida saw a drop in unemployment claims last week. Some good stuff to pass on. The U.S. Labor Department reports just over 6,000 people filed claims for benefits. This was compared to over 6,600 the previous week. Jobless claims are an indicator, of course, of layoff activity nationally. New unemployment filings dropped by 6,000 from the previous week.
All righty.
Positive stuff to pass on.
Oh, absolutely. 4:50 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, I'll keep the positivity going because there is a celebrity who is now celebrating being 10 years sober. So we got that. But then we got another celebrity whose musical has bombed on Broadway. All kinds of frivolous pop culture notes for you. Anyway, we got that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this. Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
I will be right by your side.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at GetHeartChecked.org. From Women's Heart Alliance, in partnership with Women Heart.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black.
Here's Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan and Austin Price.
You know,
this is Pensacola Right Now.
No. But before we continue, I do want to say that bumper song was was pre-chosen. I did not try to line that up.
No, I like that.
I did not try to line that up with the celebrity sobriety story that's coming up. I do just want to make that clear.
Coming up in less than 2 minutes, I'm going to have the feed from Fox on Gates, so we'll be talking about that. But I want to hear about your story, the celebrity story.
Yes, this is actually pretty good news. Denzel Washington says he's been sober for 10 years now. He told Esquire magazine that he decided to stop drinking at age 60 after 15 years of more or less drinking daily. Washington said that he had a 10,000-bottle wine cellar built in 1999 and was popping $4,000 bottles because that's just what was left. He said he's done a lot of damage to his body and he wants to be healthy for his last chapter.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nice, positive.
Gotta respect that.
Nice, positive attitude. Listen, I talk about Garçon because I do shoot the bridge coming to work and going, and I'm talking about the Garçon Bridge over here in Avalon. Northwest Florida boaters, you're going to have to rethink trips using that Garçon Point boat ramp. I know a lot of people do use this facility. Santa Rosa County is confirming the boat ramp on South Garçon Point Road is closed right now. Dredging work is underway at that ramp, and the work is supposed to be completed sometime around Sunday, December the 1st. And as I promised you just a few minutes ago, Fox feeding his stories here on our very own Matt Gaetz, President-elect Trump's Attorney General nominee. Matt Gaetz has removed his name from contention, and the President-elect's transition team is reacting. Fox's Alexis McAdams has more from West Palm Beach.
I just got off the phone with a member of the Trump transition team who is telling me they want to make something very clear here, that they say former Representative Matt Gaetz came to this conclusion on his own to drop out. They say, though, in this post, according to the former president and now President-elect Trump, this: I greatly appreciate the recent efforts of Matt Gaetz in seeking approval to be attorney general. He was doing very well, but at the same time, did not want to be a distraction for this administration, for which he has much respect. Matt has a wonderful future, and I look forward to watching all of the great things he will do.
Yeah, I mean, it's... As I said, it's going to be very interesting to keep track of that.
Well, his daddy, Don, was commenting this afternoon saying, Matt's just going to go home from Thanksgiving. We're just going to kick back, hang out, and
that's what
eat
I would
some
do.
Food and not worry about things.
Yeah, I mean, well, and that's... That does sound soothing. 4:55 here. We'll get one last.
I can see Don saying that too.
We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. Let's see. Still got some issues on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Do have some problems developing on Michigan Avenue if you are traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway. Then it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards the Oriole Beach area, having worse problems there, even worse than usual. Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading towards Avalon Boulevard. Got some issues there. So there's a break in the congestion in that area, but nonetheless, both stints do reach for a while. As for the weather, 64 degrees, low of 44 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 62, low of 43.
If you're traveling to the northeast, Boston, Washington, Boston, in that area, in the northeast quarter, as they call it, be sure you do take a long raincoat and an umbrella. The weather, or heck, bring a snow shovel with you. There is bad weather moving into the northeast. Just want to make you be aware of that, because a lot of folks traveling out of Pensacola International heading north, and so that is what's going on. And you know, we always had the discussion when the fair was in town about how much I like the Ag Building. And, you know, my affection for the cows.
Yes.
I used to raise Holsteins. And I just wanted to pass this on because this is a fun story. Minnesota woman with the, get this, the herd instinct, being recognized by the Guinness World Records. And Teresa Crowley has the details.
They call her the Cow Lady of Bernadotte. Ruth Klausner, recognized by Guinness World Records with an utter delight, the largest collection of cow-related items in the world. Ruth calls it her museum, and she's got a cow-painted tractor to show you around. Says it's just something about cows. It's been her thing since she grew up on a dairy farm winning 4-H awards. She's got cow figures and cow bells and jugs and signs and cookie jars, stuffed cows that roll over when you tip them, even a silver cream pitcher gifted by actress Tippi Hedren. When Guinness awarded the world record, Ruth had 15,000 cow artifacts and has added another 6,000. She'll roll up her sleeves with the cow elbow patches and show you around the museum by appointment. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
I will tell you, that woman would love to go down to Tampa to the Amalie Arena and see the Tampa Bay Lightning play hockey. Why, you say, right?
Why?
Their Zamboni's a cow.
Oh, yeah.
The Zamboni around the rink is this big white cow, and because it's sponsored by Chick-fil-A.
Fitting.
You know, eat more meat.
Let me ask you this. I know you like cows, Chris. Do you like do you like Elton John?
Now, that's a leap. Of course I like Elton John.
Well, apparently, at least as far as his Tammy Faye musical goes, Broadway does not. The $25 million musical based on the life of televangelist Tammy Faye Baker opened just last week and has been playing to a lot of empty seats at New York's Palace Theater. On Tuesday, the producers of Tammy Faye said that the show was closing and that the final performance will be held on December 8th. Critics have been unmerciful toward the production, with the New York Post calling it a disaster of biblical proportions. Mm. Ouch.
That's getting pretty pretty serious up there. So, yeah, Broadway going dark on that one.
I guess. My goodness.
Those things are expensive to put together. Let me just go ahead and tell you about it this afternoon. If you're cruising around, here, let me help you save some money on gasoline today. Circle K is preparing for the Thanksgiving holiday, bringing back its popular Circle K Fuel Day, which is today. And motorists will receive a holiday discount of up to 40 cents per gallon between 4 and 7. Even Andrew McKay zipped
getting
in on,
in
us
on this. Yeah.
He took advantage, and he was so proud. He got his gas for $2.59 a gallon.
Local Talk in the Morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.